This is CodyCast, the Cody Allen CMT podcast.
What's up, man? It's Chris.
Hey, Chris. How you doing?
I'm doing good, brother. How are you?
Good. I thought I was the only adult who went crazy over snow until yesterday.
Hey, it wasn't just me either. I had comments on there. Mitchell Tenpenny got on Insta and commented under that. I was like, yeah, dude. And if you're from Tennessee, you know, you celebrate when you actually get to see it.
Yeah, I know. I can remember as a kid, growing up in South Carolina, it never happened. And then when it does, it's magic almost. So I enjoyed it too yesterday. I wish it was more though.
I mean, so do I, but I'll take what I can get. I'm not going to complain about anything that's good right now. Anything good that happens, I'm just yep. This is positive. Let's celebrate that.
Have you ever been on the road somewhere where it just snowed like crazy, so you're able to enjoy feet of snow, not just an inch?
I don't know if this is enjoying it, but I was actually on tour. I think this is around the time Think of You was out. I had Cassidy Pope as part of the tour, and we were up in Pennsylvania area, Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And it snowed enough that it shut down the interstate. So they get snow a lot, right? They can handle snow. This was a lot of snow. And we ended up stuck at a truck stop for 2 days.
Okay, so you just lived off beef jerky and Yoo-Hoos?
Well, it was really funny. So it was one of those truck stops, and they shut the interstate down. People got stuck on the interstate. Oh. But we get a call from somebody that was up ahead of us. I think one of our truck drivers called back to our bus driver. Was like, hey, they're shutting the interstate down. You guys should get off if you can. So we hopped off, and we were at this small sort of truck stop, but it had a small restaurant in it.
Yeah.
And it was great because day one, they were so happy. They were like, oh, great. Everybody's in the parking lot keeps coming in here and eating. And then day two, it was the same waitress, and half the stuff was crossed off the menu. And then day three, it looked like she hadn't slept at all. And she's like, all we have is eggs and toast.
That's awesome. Yeah. It sounds like the plot of a movie almost. Well, good to chat with you a little bit here. I love the new song Famous Friends with Kane Brown. The sentiment is so good. You can be famous at home without being a celebrity, which is a great idea. So tell me where the song was kind of born.
Yeah, this was on the road. Me, Corey Crowder, Carrie Barlow, same guys that got together and wrote Raised on Country, actually. And we were like, hey, if we're going to write a song about musical influences, we got to write one about life influences. And so we started working on this idea. And when I had the song, I was like, man, I would love to throw another voice on this. And I thought of Kane and just called him up. I was like, hey, dude, you may not be interested in this at all, but I think this is actually one of the few songs that you can have two guys as a duet on, and it makes sense. Mm. And I shot him the song, and he was like, yeah, I love this.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of took a life of its own. He and I both teased it last summer, and everybody was like, what is this? Where can we get it? And I think, the label and everybody else kind of took notice and let us put it out wide to, places where people could go stream and listen to it. And radio stations started picking it up. Our ad date was in January, but people were playing it at the end of last year. So it's just, it's crazy the early start we have on it. And like you just alluded to, I think the thing that surprised me the most is how much people relate to the song when it's very specific references for me of people I know.
Yeah, tell me about that, because these are real life people that you are referencing in the song, just not made up names.
Yeah, they're all real people, and all of them but one, it's their actual job that I'm referencing in the song. There's one person that's an outlier.
Okay.
But it's really fun for me because all of them have called me at this point and been like, oh, I heard that. I like the new song. You like the name drop? Cool, cool.
I guess none of them knew beforehand. They just kind of heard it when you put the song out?
One of them knew beforehand.
Okay. Before you were famous making country music, what would your family or friends say you were famous for?
I was always the sort of, if there was a band geek, I was the choir nerd. So I've always been the one that was singing and learning to write music. And I put out my first independent record when I was in high school, as a senior, that I'm sure it was awful, but I scraped together enough money to do it, and I like recorded all the vocals at my friend's house in his attic, and we got it done. So that's always been my dream. I think that's the very first thing people think about when they would think of me was the musician. And love it. I love that this has been something that was always my dream, and I get to live.
Yeah, that's where it starts. It starts early. If you get the vision, you kind of play that movie in your head of what it is you want, and then all of a sudden you're on a big stage like you. So tell me about the production on this song, because it pops. It comes right out of the speakers sounding big. Who produced it?
So this is me and Corey Crowder. We've actually, I was laughing because somebody the other day was referencing one of the more recent songs that I put out, and they're like, this just sounds different. And I was like, well, me and Corey have co-produced like the last four records together. So it may just be different from some choices that we made, but it's been so much fun working with him. Obviously we wrote the song together, but the one thing that makes it really different to me sonically is the guitar parts and the bass parts are actually from that bus trip. That's Cary Barlow playing all those parts. He's that good. Mm. So we just kept it. We were like, why would we retrack this? Well, I love what he did, and I love the licks that he played. And we just lifted that stuff and added it to the final project.
Yeah. I just love when I hear a song that sounds big. Like it has, Think of You was kind of that way to me. And also like Losing Sleep, it just sounded big when you heard it out of the speakers. And I just love the bump. So you got your CMT Music Award in the mail, I saw. So where will it go? Where do you put those in your house? Or do you keep them covered up or out in the open, or where?
Up until the end of last year, I'd never really had a space where I put a bunch of awards up, but I've got one wall in my house that I kind of dedicated to, all right, this is where my plaques and some of the awards are going to go, because I really want to put them up. And it gave me a sort of project to work on at, you know, what was the craziness of last year. So I've got a spot for that award. It's definitely going up on that wall.
Yeah, good stuff. It's a big wall. I hope. It's a lot to go up there. When it comes to 2021, like you said, we're ready to wipe out 2020 and say goodbye. But this new year, what personal goals are you sort of setting for yourself in the new year? Obviously, you want to all get back out on the road and get things back to normal. But what kind of, you know, a lot of people are doing a little introspection, if you will, with their lives, I feel like. And what about you?
I mean, I feel like I had enough time to be introspective last year. I'm not going to take that for granted, but I think that kind of plays into what I kind of left as not necessarily a resolution this year, but just to make sure that I pace everything, because I've been busy and I know everybody's going to want to continue to be busier and busier, especially, you know, hopefully as things start to loosen up a little bit from restrictions as we go on through this year. So I want to make sure that I don't, overtax myself and end up having to cancel, because canceling is like the worst thing ever.
Right.
Like sometimes it happens, but that's my goal, is to be real cognizant of that this year. I don't want to have so many things pile up that I'm like, all right, everybody's trying to do so much. Now I feel like I've over, you know, committed to things.
Yeah. Yeah. Canceling sucks.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that. So your Cowboys are out of Super Bowl contention, as are the Titans. Both my teams also, by the way, Chris. So I'm as heartbroken as you are. But
dude, you're not just rubbing salt in the wound. All
right. Right. No, I'm not. I'm not. I was pulling for both those teams, and I always do. So who are you pulling for at this point? Who you think is going to be in the final game?
I know this sounds so chalk because they're the top seeds, but Chiefs, Packers.
Yep.
I think Aaron Rodgers is on fire in a way that I have not seen him be on fire in the last couple seasons. And I think, you know, he obviously is the driver of everything that they do. I think that their running game is as strong as it's ever been.
Yeah.
And I think they know how to play, you know, in games that have a lot of weight to them and a lot of meaning to them. As far as the Chiefs, they've been inconsistent compared to what they were last year. You know, you see some games where they're real close and they had that one weird loss to the Raiders and you're like, where did that come from? But I think they're fantastic, and they have Patrick Mahomes, who's arguably the best player on the planet in the NFL right now.
Yep. To wrap here, you do a podcast. And so what have you learned from doing a podcast?
You know what? To be honest, I'm trying to learn from people like you, because I have guests on a regular basis and I'm kind of leading a lot of these things that are going on. So I'm trying to be interesting from the perspective of interviewing people and asking the right questions and getting a story out of someone that maybe they haven't told to other people. So I'm constantly trying to become better at that since I'm new at it.
Yeah. Well, you're really good at it. You're so articulate anyway. And you also are really good at speaking in interesting bites, which is helpful for people like me. You've always been good at that, where I feel like I can ask you one question, you'll give me a great answer, and it could be clever, funny, interesting, but it's all wrapped within about 30 to 60 seconds, which is really helpful.
Now that's going to be running through my mind for the rest of the day. Like, make sure that it's interesting.
Yeah. You do it naturally, though, which is part of why you're so successful, I think. So, listen, Chris, I always loved catching up with you. My best. Hopefully get to see you soon at some point in 2021.
Fingers crossed, man. Good to...
Thanks for listening to CodyCast. Follow Cody right now at Cody Allen on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Hear Cody on hundreds of radio stations every day. And watch Cody on Hot 20 this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at 9 a.m., 8 Central on CMT. Bye for now.